The Colombian government and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia have concluded round one of their peace talks in Cuba. James Bleers assesses what's happened and what might happen next.
The principal Colombian government negotiator, Humberto de la Calle, didn't varnish the picture or paint it in a rosy political hue. He flatly declared that talks were going as expected. The main aim is to remove the armed capacity of the FARC, convincing them to talk rather than to shoot. The FARC want a land settlement for peasants who have often been carved out by the rich. For the stable and enduring peace that de la Calle is calling for, there'll have to be major concessions from both sides. Not easy for the government, which has been let down several times before and is determined to maintain a hard line, including refusing a ceasefire. But the FARC's already declared one until January the 20th. Both sides are calling for a two-day public forum starting on December the 17th, and a website will be established to take on board suggestions. Whether these will be acted upon or just reinforce what's already on the table is anybody's guess. Round two of the talk starts Wednesday. For Vatican Radio, James Bliss reporting.